You can learn and change in pain and suffering, or you can learn and change in joy and inspiration. If you're waking up every morning being defined by a vision of the future instead of the memories of the past, and you get up and you're inspired from an elevated self now instead of a limited self, you could observe the old self from an elevated state instead of that diminished state. And people are doing that. So they are aware of those thoughts. And yes, it takes effort. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But just because you have a thought doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And when you start looking and observing those thoughts, I think you are like Gandalf. Because Gandalf also said, you know, you may not pass, you know, when he meant like that kind of severity when it comes to how we make up our mind about things. That's the kind of energy or intention that begins to create the biggest volume of change in our life. And I've interviewed thousands of people in our work that have healed from really serious health conditions. And I would say about 90% of them, when I ask them, so what happened? The first thing they say all the time is, I just made up my mind. I just made up my mind I was going to do this. And they made a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carried a level of energy that was greater than the hardwired programs in their brain and the emotional conditioning in their body. And the choice that they made caused their body to respond to a new mind. In fact, the choice they made became a moment that they would never forget. It was an event. And the stronger the emotion they felt, the more they paid attention to the choice. And in a sense, they were remembering their future. And the body emotionally was getting a sampling, a taste of the future. And they are aligned to that future. And that's when the body's healing began. That's when the miracle started, right in that moment. That's how powerful we really are. Now, what if you did that every day? What if you made up your mind every single day you weren't going to get up from your meditation until you were that person you wanted to be? Game on now. Because you'd have to do battle with all the things that are not consistent with it. And that's exactly how our brain works. So then, if you want to be wealthy, you can't feel lack. You want to be a master, you can't judge your coworker. You want to be like somebody great in history, then you better execute peace in every area of your life. That's the law. So,
if you ask 100 people whether they are living the life they truly desire, it's likely that none of them would answer affirmatively. The majority of people live lives that are unsatisfying, feeling unfulfilled in many aspects of their nature. Yet, they are unable to identify these aspects or know how to fulfill them. They have become who they are not because they chose it, but because they let external events and circumstances decide for them. They have been shaped by countless external stimuli, and they will continue to be shaped in this way unless they take responsibility for their own choices. The only truly human action is to make choices. How a person grows, matures, and becomes who they are is determined by the countless decisions they make along the way. The power of their choices lies in how they shape them into who they become. These choices act as the spokes of a wheel, with each spoke representing a path to follow, and the person stands at the center of countless possibilities. If their choices are made freely and consciously, the person is enlightened, actively shaping their life with intention. If their choices are made out of emotional reactions to the circumstances they find themselves in, then the person is like a machine, shaped by life's events. Evolutionary progress, then, involves becoming aware of this power and learning to make choices from within, rather than being directed externally. Once a person takes the first step, however small or hesitant, towards conscious choice, they will forever be unshackled. They have escaped from the prison of emotional reactions and have discovered a completely transformative truth that they have the power to develop in whatever direction they choose. A person can choose what they will think about, regardless of the circumstances surrounding them. They can focus on anything, and thus they can determine the direction in which they will evolve. What they consistently think about will eventually shape who they become. This astonishing law allows individuals to rise above their environment. A saint may emerge from the slums, a rich person may come from poverty, an enlightened mind may break free from ignorance, and a leader of a nation may arise from a humble cabin. The history of humanity is a testament to overcoming obstacles and breaking free from limiting circumstances. Those who refuse to accept the limitations of their environment are driven by the images they form in their minds, leading to desire. When someone desires something and visualizes it, that visualization leads to action, which will eventually manifest their desire. This is how our thoughts create our realities. Most people do not realize that their lives are shaped by the thoughts they hold. They tend to feel that circumstances are beyond their control, and power is something gained through knowledge of their physical surroundings. A person's ability to influence their environment based on how they feel has largely been forgotten in the Western world. Western education teaches us to think analytically, understanding the big picture by examining the parts, while Eastern societies focus on grasping the fundamental sense of something through intuition. Eastern athletes, for example, work at their event by feeling, trying to capture the sensation of the whole movement, while Western athletes are more likely to break the event into small actions, like bending a leg here, bending an arm there, rotating a hip here, a shoulder there. As a result, they tend to lose the overall feeling, and only through repetition and constant practice can the correct action gradually become ingrained in their subconscious. It's much harder to teach someone to dance by drawing the proper steps on the floor, but a person who moves instinctively to the rhythm almost doesn't need to be taught. This is why Eastern musicians only use a simple symbol on their music sheets to remind them of the melody, relying on instinct. Western musicians, on the other hand, tend to break down the melody and harmony into a more complex structure, often missing the holistic feel of the music. This is not to apologize for Western education, which has produced many inspired thinkers and instinctive athletes. It simply illustrates that linear thinking, while effective in scientific research, is not the only or even the best way for an individual to cope with their environment. Our daily experiences are so rich that we can never hope to understand them by trying to break them into parts. We must rely on our perception based on an intuitive understanding of each thing. Often it's said that the banking industry is a cold business, purely logical and driven by reason. However, one of the leading bank directors in the Southwest recently excited an audience when he shared how his bank processes loan applications. After the paperwork is done, a financial statement has been proven, revenues and expenses have been verified, accounts receivable have been assessed, and the candidate's professional background is considered. The question always asked by the president is, "How do you feel about this?" If the employee feels good about the report, the loan is granted. If the employee has mixed feelings, the loan will be reconsidered. If there are negative feelings, the loan is denied. In this financial institution, final decisions are made based on intuition rather than the logical power of the mind. It's interesting to note that this particular bank has the lowest loss ratio in the Southwest. In our society, intuition has long been undervalued academically and philosophically, so we've hardly begun to recognize its power. Yet when we do, its potential is vast, even beyond that of complex disciplines like mathematics, theology, and metaphysics. Once we learn to use our power of choice to resolve the details with the intelligence manifest in our conscious minds, we'll reach an entirely effective state spiritually. The power of choice is closely linked to the power of perception. Everything that affects us does so depending on how we perceive it. And clearly, we cannot make decisions about what we cannot see. We only see the possibilities that our limited consciousness can perceive, and the wider our consciousness becomes, the more possibilities we'll see and the more choices we'll have. For the higher power, all possibilities are reality. The secret ego participates in creating endless diversity from the essential unity of itself. And this is its delight, its enigmatic game. For humans, caught in this continuous change, the most important thing is to keep growing, to expand the field of choice throughout life. The task of nature is for the individual to know there is more than one way to approach life. We often choose paths based on limited perceptions of what's possible. The deeper we understand our environment, the more possibilities we'll perceive, and the more we'll expand our horizons. The human soul is an open gateway to the world, a direct connection to the universal presence. Choice is the act of realizing our inner nature. It is through choice that we experience spiritual and mental growth, and it is through choice that we realize our wisdom and character. A person capable of transcending the limitations of the world can break free from worldly desires, akin to a statue in the arena of life. The individual becomes free through the act of choosing the direction in which they want to develop. But choice always involves sacrifice, because you cannot choose to support one thing without opposing something else. Nothing is gained or achieved without letting go of something else. It is this law of sacrifice that enables all things to live, grow, evolve, and desire. Understanding and accepting sacrifice alleviates much pain because when we truly understand that we can only achieve one thing by giving up another, we can hold on to everything lightly, ready to let it go at any time. It is not truly ours. It is a universal idea shared by all. Pain and growth often come as we are stretched and tested. Life seems to bend us cruelly at times, creating stress we can hardly bear, pulling us into conflicts that challenge our ability to cope. Yet we remain ourselves only because we long to become greater. The obstacles and pain we face are merely the result of our efforts to break free from the shell of our ego and to develop beyond it, towards greater efficiency and understanding. As Khalil Gibran wrote, "The archer sees the mark on the path of the infinite and uses his strength to bend the bow so that his arrows can fly swiftly and far." The purpose of things does not unfold naturally to the finite human mind. It is only available in part to our intuition. And only when we understand that the goals and methods of life lie in the hands of a greater force. Our true inclination is to understand our relationship with this force, to develop faith and trust in it, and to recognize that nothing is in our hands except the direction we choose to go.